Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his
lonesome. Here's the Sandman.
Over Sandman.
You've paid your taxes all those years, and now you're looking at retirement. Did you know you're entitled to certain government benefits that can make your retirement a whole lot easier? Well, if you're not up to date on all the latest rules that just got passed here in January and how they work, then stick with me for today's Government Survival Boot Camp. Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and today I'll be your drill sergeant as this entire month we've rolled out our version of a retirement boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
We've done our best to help you jumpstart your New Year's resolutions, whether it was to pay down debt, save more money for retirement, or pay less in taxes, then we've got you covered. Are you going to retire this year? Well, if you are, there are a few things you need to know when it comes to receiving those government benefits you've been paying into all these years. So we're going to go into it today. It's a brand new year. California has changed one major benefit in a pretty big way, and depending on how you apply it, it could help you out, believe it or not. So take a big gulp of that ritual coffee. Yes, I'm drinking mine right now. It's delicious. Get a pad of paper and a pen and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. It's going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Another great week in the market. We had the Dow and the S&P hit all-time highs. Dow closed at 38,109, up 0.6% for the week. S&P 500 rolling on, up 40, closed at 48.91, 1.1% for the week. NASDAQ up a little bit, 0.09, 15,004. 55. And you remember last week we were talking about international? MSCI EAFE up 1.5% for the week. So it was the big one. Oh, sorry. Oil actually eclipsed it. But EAFE 22.11. The 10-year flat for the week, 4.14%. Why do you think that is? Get to that in a minute. Oil up 6.6% for the week. $78.12 a barrel, up 9% year to date. Talk about a little volatility in the Middle East to drive a commodity. All right, so what's going on? Let's look at the hard versus soft landing scorecard. This has to do with the economy and whether or not we're on our way to higher markets or lower markets. That's the question I got this week. Should I keep adding money to this market? Well, you know, the hard versus soft landing scoreboard that we talk about each month, we look at all the different indicators to see where the market's going. Give us some idea. Well, this is important because if the economic data starts to point towards a hard landing, the Fed can't, in my opinion, help the market out anymore because it's already pivoted. The market's already pivoted, expecting this aggressive rate cut that the market thinks the Fed's going to do in March, just around the corner. So that leaves the market vulnerable. What does it mean practically? Well, if we get a growth scare, which means, say, the data isn't good as we've been seeing lately, it rolls over and investors agree, if you will, that a hard landing is likely, then we could see the market pull back, again, S&P 500 pull back about 5%. And if a hard landing becomes the most likely expectation, then get ready for a correction, 10 to 20%. So as you know, we look at several indicators, and of the big three monthly economic reports that we just saw these past few weeks, we just got one this past week, only one of them right now is flashing that we're looking at a hard landing. And it's not strange for the ISM manufacturing PMI index to drop below 50. and signal that if it goes below 50, that we're pulling back when interest rates rise. But even when that happens, as it has for the past year, it doesn't mean that there's a broad economic slowdown, because we've seen this market continue to charge on. But remember, it's just not normal for this indicator to drop below 50. And we haven't really seen that since the pandemic. So for this to continue on is a little bit disturbing. And as you know, the ISM service, we talked about this back in November, dropped to the lowest level we've seen since May, and it is pretty close to 50. So remember, if that indicator falls below 50 for a few months in a row, that usually is a clear negative economic signal that signals a hard landing could be coming. So it's sort of like, you know, with simulation, so you can see what's out there in the future. And that's one of the factors we look at. Now, of the other ones, the business spending still remains pretty stable. The employment indicators right now overall still are not really softening overall. And the overall job market remains both strong and tight, as we've been talking about. And this past week we saw, and I'm sure you heard about it, it was all over the media, but I want to clear it up a little bit. Fourth quarter GDP, that's inflation. And everyone was talking about how great it was. The number came in at 3.3%. Estimates were around 2%. Remember last week I said I wouldn't be surprised around 2. But here's what's interesting about this. This number looks at inventories. And inventories account for a third of that number. So if we strip away a third of 3.3, what do you end up with? That's right, a little bit over 2. Isn't that wild? So I like to focus on earnings of companies. So what companies talk about, how they're doing, what's going on, give us some forecast. I prefer to look at that as a sign of the economy instead of inventories or GDP. GDP is important because it's a gauge of inflation. But remember, if they stuff it full of inventory, that doesn't really mean much because it could get drawn down. It might not. The other information came out this week, which again, I'm interested in, is 3M. You know who 3M is. We buy their stuff. I'm sure when you go to the store, if you buy tape or anything like that, you see it says 3M on it. So they, and also another financial institution called Synchrony Financial Bank, these guys issue a lot of credit cards. Both companies were saying out there that they're noticing people are paying their bills late. Mm-hmm. So even though we're still buying stuff, if we're not paying for it on time because we don't have the money, it probably means you're floating check to check. So what does that mean? It means that growth is starting to lose momentum and slowing down. And that's the best indicator I have of a problem maybe in the future. So the question came in, do we chase the market from here? This is S&P. I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean I think that this rally can't continue. And I say that because for the second straight week, the actual news has been overall, that's why I'm pointing this out, more bad than good. If you really look at it, the data, I know you haven't heard it in the media because it's been such a great week, but I'm here to help you. So stocks rallied, even though, because you heard the numbers when I started. Stocks rallied. S&P keeps going. It's not pricing in any slowing down, which just ignores what 3M and this bank just said. And it's also, this market is lacking. I don't see anything out there that's a material upside catalyst. And I'm not going to go there with elections, but it is an election year. Depending how you look at that, it could either help or hurt the market, right? Maybe, but is that really enough to propel it that much higher? I don't know. So the best reason I can give anyone, like this fellow who asked me this question, Jeff, thanks for asking the question, for why stocks would rally is simply because, wait for it, it's the status quo. And it's the path of least resistance, and higher prices beget higher prices. It's not the first time we've seen this in markets until something negative actually happens. And let's face it, there's some negative things out there that can happen just out of nowhere. The shoe falls. So it's possible the S&P could rally to 5,000. But I'm just not a big fan of buying stocks just because. And again, we're talking about S&P 500. Next week, all attention's going to shift to the Fed. January 31st. So we'll see what happens. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how will you get your health care paid for in retirement? You'll be surprised at what's available. Find out what you need to know right now so you don't get a huge surprise. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help you live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your money, taxes, your investments. This entire month, we've taken this hour each morning to help you get into better financial shape for 2024. If one of your New Year's resolutions was paying less taxes, saving more money, or hey, let's face it, get more of the benefits that we pay into, well, then this show is just for you, and this is the last episode for the year of our boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
And this is episode number 4. On today's show, we're covering government entitlements that you've earned by virtue of the fact that you paid into these things. It come right out of your check. And so if you paid into it and you are a U.S. citizen, you are entitled to these benefits, so figure out how to get them. All of them. All right. So if you paid Medicare taxes while you were working, then you don't have to pay for Part A of Medicare. Did you know that? Once you turn 65. But that doesn't mean you won't be taxed differently. What do I mean by that? Well, if you choose traditional Medicare and your income is above a certain amount, you're going to pay more. In other words, you'll be taxed for Part B and D. What do I mean by that? Well, you're going to get your Medicare A for free for life. True. But the income thresholds for 2024 just came out, and they go back 2 years. So if we use the 2022 numbers to calculate your premium, that's what makes up the surcharge. And this does include tax-free interest, by the way. So if yours is more than, say, $103,000 of income and you file single, or if it's $206,000 and you file jointly, these surcharges, I call them, will be the following. In 2024, if you're single, you're going to pay $244.60 a month. Now, as you make more, that can go up to $594 a month. Yeah, that's a big difference, right? That's for Part B. And it all depends on your income level. That was back in 2022. So if you're thinking of retiring this year, and 2022 was a decent year for you in terms of your W-2 income and maybe rents and things like that, well, we better look at that. You better understand what your surcharge will be and how, if you're going to retire this year, how we might want to construct your income this year or even set up for next year so you don't get taxed as much. Now, for Part D, which is your prescription, those costs, those surcharges, could be $12.90 a month all the way up to $81 a month. And this is on top of your regular premiums you're going to pay for that Part B. Now, when it comes up to signing up for this stuff, because you got to sign up. I came across someone this past week who was 67 and he's private paying. He has his own concierge doctor and just didn't get around to doing this. Couldn't believe it. So when it comes to signing up and enrolling in Medicare, it's not that straightforward. Medicare, like so many retirement decisions, can become confusing real fast. So let's step through this next part carefully. If you are already signed up or taking Social Security, then you will automatically be enrolled in Part A and B. Like many people, though, maybe you didn't sign up for it because you're just going to wait till you're 70. So then you have to do something overt. You got to sign up. So you can choose to turn down Part B now if you want, because it has these costs I've been talking about. But if you keep it, that cost will come out of your Social Security if you've claimed benefits. So you'll literally see it on your statement. It'll be a deduction. And then you'll say, well, what's that? Well, that's what I'm explaining. Now, if you're over 65 and you're covered, say, with a large group insurance plan, because maybe you're still working, or like this person I mentioned, then you can delay enrollment without penalty. But if you have an individual plan, so maybe you were self-employed or you had a business, and you sign up for Medicare now after age 65, you will incur a penalty for late enrollment. So don't do that. So one of the first things you can do is, if you're at 65 or getting close to 65, is just look into getting signed up. Now, if you're a higher earner, your cost of Part B and Part D will be higher, as I just mentioned. And so if you want this new Medicare chart for 2024, which outlines these premiums, I'll call them, call this number, 866-PROTECT, and we'll send it right over to you. Now, Medicare A and B does not cover prescriptions unless you get it in a hospital or you have drugs that are infused or injected in a doctor's office. So if you have not enrolled in a prescription plan when you were eligible, you will incur a penalty as well. Sorry. I know it does not look pretty. You just have to find out which is more cost effective for your situation. And with Medicare, you can see any doctor that contracts with Medicare. In fact, I had a client this week who was out to see their doctor, and the doctor's like, well, I don't take that sort of insurance. And they're like, well, hey, buddy, I'm on Medicare and you take Medicare, so you got to be a little bit forceful here. Here's my Medicare card. There you go. Next, you got to make this decision. Do you go with traditional Medicare or do you switch to a Medicare Advantage plan? I'll call it a MAP. MAP plans used to be called Medicare Choice. They were set up under President Clinton about 30 years ago. And right now, 42% of Medicare recipients are enrolled in MAP plans, and the numbers are growing. So should you go with traditional Medicare or should you switch to a MAP? It's a big choice. Here are some things to know. The advertising for MAP is slick. You have famous actors and actresses encouraging you to go to MAP. You get free gym memberships. You get transportation to the doctor. You get modifications to your home. Even carpet cleaning may be covered. But of course, the devil's in the details, and you need to look at all the pros and cons of each program and how it relates to you and how it might fit your lifestyle. Know this, being in a MAP plan is going to be different than being under your traditional Medicare. If you are currently enrolled in original Medicare, we'll call it OG, and you want to see your doctor, well, you may not be able to see that doctor if you switch to a MAP. Moreover, if you want to see a particular specialist and they're not part of MAP, you may not be able to see them either, unless you want to pay for it out of your pocket. Currently, there are 5 companies that control MAPs, 77% of the marketplace to be exact. Kaiser, 7%, United Healthcare, 27%, so they're the big daddy. Humana, 18%, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, 14%, and CVS Health, 11%. And I've seen Amazon getting in the game now. The average number of MAP plans available to you is over 30. Right now, you can get $75 a month towards buying your food through a healthy food card, which is part of the MAP allowance. So if you decide to switch from your OG, original Medi-Cal, I'm sorry, Medicare plan to a MAP plan, know it can be tricky. And once you do it, it's very hard to go backwards. So just be really careful. Are you hoping the government will help you when it comes to making this decision? Hope is not a strategy. Let me throw you a lifeline right now. You may be saying, well, I have an advisor. Mm-hmm. Has your advisor talked to you about what I'm talking about? Because there were some changes this month. And so if you're looking at Medicare, you need to know what your options are. It's not about changing your advisor. It's about becoming more educated. And it always makes sense to be more educated when it comes to your Medicare, because you don't know what you don't know until you see the bill. You don't need to leave the comfort of your home right now, because I've created a fun, interactive way to get your questions answered right now. Call this number to get your quick 15-minute coaching call to find out how to get more. 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. Call us right now, 866-PROTECT. All right, coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. I love this one, where they say that you should have long-term care before you leave work. Is that true? Maybe. We'll see. The answer will surprise you. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your finances. So this entire month, we've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape for 2024. This is episode number 4 of our retirement boot camp series.
Hoo-ah!
And we're tackling one of the biggest benefits that you're going to receive in retirement. And if you know how to unlock these, well, guess what? This means more money for you that you paid into and you're just claiming to get it back, because these are yours. This is your money. And if you don't claim it, well, you lose it. It's just that simple. And so if you paid into your Medicare tax or your Social Security, or even this one when it comes to long-term care, that's right, you heard me right, and you're going to want to know these things before it's too late. Now it's time for our fan favorite part of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice, they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that you should buy long-term care before you retire. After all, you never know if you're going to need it later. Is that always a good idea? Well, it could be, but hey, I was reminded this past week from one of our listeners out there, and they got a letter which basically said, hey, you were paying $1,376 a year for your benefit of long-term care all these years. You started while you were working, you've been paying for it each and every year because you were worried about it. And oh, we're sorry, but effective in March this year, if you want everything that you paid for, which was 4 years, simple COLA, not even a compound COLA, simple 5% COLA. And oh, by the way, you're going to have to wait 90 days before you get a dollar back from us. We're going to increase your premium by 36%. You heard me right, 36%. So if you want the same benefit now that you're retired and making less, your annual premium will go from $1,376 a year up to $1,874. Mm-hmm. And you add that to the numbers I was just talking about the penalty you're going to pay on your income, remember, for Medicare, and you could be sitting on a couple $1,000s a month all of a sudden that you got to come up with to get what you thought you're entitled to. Now, they also say in this letter, which of course is highlighted, that the median monthly cost of care provided in your area for a nursing home is, get this, $12,471 a month. Mm-hmm. I'm not making any of this stuff up. Here you go. It's right here in this letter. $12,471 a month. So that's about $145,000 a year to pay for care. You get the point. The point is, pay more, because hopefully you don't need it, but if you do, you'll have more. Is there anything else you can do? Finally, there's a break. Get ready for this one. I'm going to blow your doors off. Speaking about long-term care in California, this just started. January 1st, 2024. Assets, like a bank account, cash, second car, your home. Mm-hmm. Big home up there, Menlo Park, will no longer be counted when determining Medi-Cal eligibility. That means you could have millions of dollars in the bank and real estate, own your home, and qualify for Medi-Cal. Who was the genius that figured this out? Ready? The way I see it, just about any person in California thinking of can retire on Medicare. And guess what? If you talk to the right person, you should qualify for Medi-Cal. And this is like having long-term care insurance without having to pay that premium I was just talking about.
Yeah, baby.
Or needing to pass any physical exam, for that matter. Furthermore, you don't lose your Medicare if you qualify for this. That means you get to keep your same doctor. You might say, come on, Sandman, I'm thinking about buying long-term care insurance. Are you saying I don't have to? No, I'm not saying that. Behind the scenes, the government knows that it can't afford to pay the high cost of long-term care when the baby boomers get to nursing home age in about 5 to 10 years. So they're going to shift that financial burden of long-term care costs from the public sector to the private sector. In the not-so-distant future, Medi-Cal will not pay for long-term care. Workers will be required to buy long-term care insurance. I'm not making this up. There is one state right now, Washington, which is on this pilot program, quote. So the way I understand it, if you don't buy long-term care insurance on your own, you'll get a state-sponsored long-term care insurance that probably won't be very good, and they'll deduct the premium, whether you like it or not, from your paycheck.
I've lost my mojo!
Not for long. Today, as of right now, as I stand here today, there's Medi-Cal. And in order to qualify for Medi-Cal, or to have pay some of your bill, you have to be in a licensed Medi-Cal facility. Skilled nursing facilities, some of them are licensed Medi-Cal facilities. Medi-Cal will not pay for retirement homes. Medi-Cal will not pay for boarding care homes. Medi-Cal will pay for skilled nursing homes known as SNFs. Medi-Cal will also pay for some assisted living under the Assisted Living Waiver Program, ALW program. Finally, you might say, well, I don't qualify, or I don't want to qualify for Medi-Cal because they're going to take my house when I die. True, they might have taken your home from mom and dad in the past after their long-term care stay, because the state can recover for the benefits that they paid out on your behalf, or the value of your home, whichever is less. But under the old law, the only way to avoid recovery is to have nothing in your estate when you die. But the laws have changed again. And the good news is there are legal ways to protect that home in Menlo Park from a future Medi-Cal recovery claim, because the current law says that for individuals who die on or after January 1st, 2017, recovery is limited to those estates that are subject to probate under California law. What did he just say, and what's he saying? I know. Let me make it clear and clean. The answer is simple. Get a revocable living trust and make sure your house is in it. And that's because living trusts avoid probate. Did you recently move your TD Ameritrade or Schwab account because they sold out? Yep. Well, Ameritrade went to Schwab and E-Trade went to Morgan Stanley. So if you're in that boat, you're going to receive one form 1099 this year from 2023 or two. Here's the answer. You're going to be receiving two 1099s. One from TD Ameritrade or E-Trade for pre-conversion activity, and two from Schwab or Morgan Stanley for post-conversion activity. Keep in mind, you may receive two Form 1099s in subsequent years in the case of correction or error. Are you wondering what the heck are you going to do about this new program? Well, if you're like Alan, then give us a call. Because he appreciated the fact that his advisors knew nothing about what I'm talking about, and he didn't want to pay more than he had to. So what he did is he picked up the phone, he dialed this number, 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, what do you need to know about Social Security? There's more. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your finances. Another area you have total control over when it comes to retirement is your Social Security. And so this morning, we've been doing our boot camp series. And this is episode number 4. This will be our last segment for that series. All right. This morning, we're talking about entitlement benefits, how you get more from what rightfully is yours. Now, this subject, Social Security, is huge. So I just don't have time. What I want you to do is go get your statement. I pulled mine yesterday. It was just updated. Go to ssa.gov there for me, and you will get your Social Security security statement, which is a PDF. It's a 4-page doc. Now, you'll find out when you start to read the first page whether you have enough credits. You'll find out what your FRA is, your full retirement age. Mine's 67. You also find out the amount of money you're going to collect at certain ages and what penalties will be if you make different choices. If you become disabled, you'll see that your benefit is right there as well. Mine went up from $34.90 a month to $36.75 a month. Pretty good. So it went up. So did all my benefits. But as you read through it, you want to pay attention to the earnings that you were taxed on for your Social Security. Make sure those amounts are correct. Because if they're wrong, it's up to you to make sure they're right. And these do translate into how much you receive. So make sure you do that. Now, what I found interesting, and this is where I want you to think about it if you're going to use this as part of your retirement, which I encourage you to do so because it is very complex. So over 1,300 different ways to get it. What I saw on page 4 was the following. The Social Security Board of Trustees estimates that based on current law, the trust fund will be able to pay benefits in the full amount until 2034. That's 10 years from now when I'll be looking at collecting on some of these things. And they're saying it's going to pay about $780 for every $1,000 of benefits. So it's about a 20% hit. We have software that can help you do a simulation of where and how your income will come in retirement and how you will maintain your lifestyle. Because after all, isn't that what retirement's all about? Yes, it is. So I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. That's it. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about these sort of things like money, taxes, government benefits anymore. You're retired. You're sitting at a picnic table on top of a glorious hilltop in Argentina. You and your family just completed a great morning walk, and now you are all sitting down to enjoy lunch with your guide. Your daughter asks you if you want turkey or quinoa. You say quinoa and realize you don't have to go back to work on Monday, and you made the right choice. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. You work for it. You earned it. Make it happen. I'd like to give a big thanks for this entire boot camp series, executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and those fabulous producers back there making it all sound great, Raph, Lucas, Phil, thank you. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander. We will be back next week with something new, so stay tuned. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Go Niners.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.